Good morning. You are listening to Raven Radio. Today is Friday, October 19th, 2012. I'm Holly Keene, and this is Raven News. After days of steady rain, Sitkins turned out under blue skies and fresh snow on the mountaintops to celebrate Alaska Day yesterday. Commemorating the transfer of Alaska from Russia to the United States tops even the 4th of July holidays in Sitka. The festival this year was almost 3 pages long. But for most people, Alaska Day Parade is the main event. This year, festival organizers honored the 100th anniversary of the founding of the Alaska Native Brotherhood as the theme. KCAW's Ann Bryce sent this audio postcard, starting with Mount Edgecombe High School's Inupiaq dancers.
Celebrate Alaska Days because William Seward bought Alaska from Russia.
I'm really glad that we bought Alaska because it's a really nice place.
Yeah, it is.
I can be loud when I want to be loud because the drums are loud. I can be loud for a purpose.
I am the Keystone Cop. I am a harbinger of the Alaska Day celebration. When you see us chicks around, you know that the celebration is here.
It's a great time to come out and celebrate our heritage and everything that makes this state great. It's just a lot of fun, the whole atmosphere, the whole community coming together and sharing what we enjoy here in the state.
An audio postcard from Alaska Day Parade in Sitka. Longtime Yakutat Mayor Dave Stone was unseated. Yakutat held its municipal election Tuesday. Cindy Bremner won the mayor's chair 104-79. Stone leaves the job after 7 years as mayor and 4 years before that on the assembly. Bremner was born and raised in Yakutat and had previously served on the assembly as well. She said her election as mayor is still sinking in, but that she's happy the voters opted for a change.
Dave's been a dedicated mayor, and we appreciate all that he's done for our community. But I think, with the rising costs of energy, the decline in the economy, transportation issues that we as residents of Yakutat face, all of these things combined, I think, prompted the voters to go ahead and seek change.
Electricity in Yakutat comes from diesel generators. Residents pay roughly 51 cents per kilowatt hour. In Sitka, residents pay between 8 and 16 cents per kilowatt hour, depending on usage. Bremner says addressing Yakutat's energy concerns will be her top priority as mayor.
I would like to see all of the organizations within our community come together and come to a consensus on what type of alternative energy we should be looking to build in Yakutat.
Besides the race for mayor, Yakutat also elected assembly and school board members Tuesday. Daryl James and Jeremiah Charles James have been elected to the assembly. The father and son pair unseated incumbents Lowell Peterson and Kathy Jacobson. Incumbents Nick Holcomb and Victoria Demert held on to their positions and will remain on the assembly. For school board in Yakutat, voters went with Vincent Jacobson, who won with 122 votes over David Drum's 56. There were 26 absentee ballots cast, and those were counted Thursday morning. A scientist who has studied rivers on most of the world's continents is hoping to share his work with residents of Sitka. KCAW's Ed Ronco reports on a new program that aims to demystify the world of scientific research.
Dr. Bernard Poiker Ehrenbrink is a geochemist.
Yeah, geochemistry. I mean, that's sort of the field, the chemistry of the Earth, how the Earth has evolved, and what the chemistry can tell us about that.
Officially, he's a senior scientist from the Department of Marine Chemistry and Geochemistry at the Woods Hole Oceanographic Institution in Massachusetts. He studies rivers.
I have been studying rivers for not quite a decade, and we are now in the process of building what we call the Global Rivers Observatory, really a mechanism, a network with partners worldwide to study the chemistry of rivers.
The project has looked at the Amazon River, the Congo, the Fraser, and more.
I'm particularly interested in these kind of small, steep drainage basins along the American West Coast. So I was looking for good field sites to get a kind of a representative sample of rivers along the West Coast. And
Sitka, as it turns out, has one of those, the Indian River.
And I'm hoping that we can sample the river, maybe the Indian River, for a year and see how its chemistry changes, the nutrients, you know, how the salmon habitat changes, and understand a little bit better how these river basins, these small river basins, change over the course of a year.
The reason that is important is, well, complicated.
There's so many aspects to that.
Right, but for example, sometimes river chemistry might be important to a few people in a localized place.
People walk up to us and ask, hey, you know, is the water safe? Is it safe to drink? Can I swim in it? Can I eat the fish? And that's related, of course, to the chemistry. You know, you don't want to have a polluted river right in front of your doorstep.
And sometimes knowing river chemistry has worldwide implications, like when it comes to pollutants.
They can be pollutants that come from far away, from China, for instance. Contamination travels worldwide. So there's so many aspects of that pollutant story.
And right there, Poiker Ehrenbrink has used a word you don't usually hear in science. Story.
Yeah, to me it is all about storytelling. I mean, you have questions that you want to find answers for, and when you find these answers, you have to present it in a way that other people can understand it, because if you keep the knowledge to yourself, you haven't really contributed. You've only contributed when you tell these stories to the public, to other people who are not in the profession, and make them appreciate it.
Connecting the public with science, whether it's by taking people out to a river to gather samples or by giving a presentation in a classroom, is a huge part of the program that has brought Poiker Ehrenbrink to Sitka.
So the program is called the Scientist in Residency Fellowship.
Also known as SIRF.
S-I-R-F.
And that is Jan Straley, a marine biologist in Sitka, and the scientist who helped write the proposal that created the program.
It is an outcome of the Sitka Whale Fest Scientist in the Schools program. We went to the teachers and said, what would you like? And the scientists come for Whale Fest the week before and go into the schools. Would you like something in addition to that? And they said, yes, we'd like more scientists at other times of the year. Well, or for longer as well.
Poiker Ehrenbrink is one of eight scientists spending a month each in Sitka during this first year of the program. Funding comes from the National Science Foundation at about $60,000 per year for 3 years. That covers travel, stipend, housing, and all of the things that come along with picking up your science career and moving it to Southeast Alaska for a month. The idea, Straley says, is to give the scientists a sabbatical-type experience where they can get work done away from their daily routine, but they'll also share their work with the community.
People hear about science, and it just seems so mysterious. They don't really understand how a conclusion is drawn or how a scientist comes up with an answer that seems pretty foreign or remote to an average person.
But Straley says it doesn't have to be that way. And Poiker Ehrenbrink agrees.
It's fun to see that some of the science we do is actually fairly simple. The sampling, it's all mechanical. It doesn't require any power tools, only your hands, the original power tools. It's quick, and I think it's a good way to get people engaged in the research.
Poiker Ehrenbrink is involving the public in some of his field research. He is in residence at the Science Center through the end of October. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.
The Parnell administration wants to put 2 million acres of the Tongass National Forest into a state-managed logging trust. It's one of several recommendations released this week by the governor's Timber Job Task Force. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld talked to the panel members, as well as critics, and filed this report.
Governor Sean Parnell formed the task force last year. Its 9 members include 4 state officials, 3 industry leaders, 1 federal representative, and a resident of a logging town. The governor issued an executive order creating the statewide panel as he pulled his administration out of the Tongass Futures Roundtable. That's a larger regional organization, including environmental and tribal groups. Several of the Timber Task Force's proposals would give the state control of federal land.
These lands would be for economic development and would support timber industry in southeast Alaska.
State Forester Chris Mache chairs the task force. He says its most ambitious plan would put up to 2 million acres of national forest into a state-managed trust. That would make it easier to harvest.
If the state did acquire the acreage, it would have to have a forest management plan and other documents completed, just like it has currently under the federal ownership. The big difference being that federal ownership has a much more burdensome process to go through.
The goal is to provide timber to revive the state's shrinking logging and milling industry. He says 2 million acres would do that. Owen Graham represents the Alaska Forest Association, an industry group, on the task force.
Our goal is to restore what we call a fully integrated industry. You know, and have enough mills, not just sawmills, but mills that could process the pulp logs and utilize each type of wood.
The Tongass National Forest covers about 17 million acres, more than 80% of southeast. The panel proposes exchanging about 250,000 acres of state land outside the region for parcels in the Tongass.
And that's all for Raven News. If you've missed any of our stories or would like to hear them again, please visit us online at kcaw.org. And here's a look at Sitka's own weather. Today it'll be mostly cloudy with scattered rain showers, highs around 44, east wind 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy, scattered rain showers in the evening, lows around 33, with northwest wind 10 miles per hour. Saturday, partly cloudy, highs around 45. Sunday, partly cloudy, highs around 44. KCAW in Sitka.